Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the art of describing preferences, what price fresh flowers in IELTS speaking. As an IELTS instructor with over 2 decades of experience, I've encountered countless students grappling with the nuances of the speaking test. Many find themselves stumped by seemingly simple questions about their preferences, like, what price would you consider reasonable for fresh flowers? This seemingly innocuous query often throws test takers off guard. This article delves into why this question arises in the IELTS speaking test, equips you with the language to express your preferences effectively, and provides practical tips to navigate this question type with confidence. Understanding the why behind the question. The IELTS speaking test assesses your ability to communicate effectively in English. While a question about flower prices might seem arbitrary, it serves a crucial purpose to evaluate your capacity to articulate personal preferences. Can you clearly express what you find acceptable or unacceptable? Provide justifications. Can you offer reasons for your opinions and preferences? Use a range of vocabulary. Can you utilize a variety of adjectives, adverbs, and expressions to convey your thoughts on value, affordability, and worth? Deconstructing the question, key phrases and vocabulary. Let's break down the question and explore relevant vocabulary to enhance your responses. What price? This phrase explores the monetary value you place on fresh flowers. Consider synonyms like cost, expense, or amount. Fresh flowers. The question specifically focuses on fresh flowers, implying a comparison with alternatives like artificial flowers or potted plants. Reasonable. This is subjective and depends on your personal circumstances and perception of value. You might use synonyms like fair, affordable, acceptable, or worthwhile. Crafting your response, sample answers and strategies. Here are a few examples of how to answer the question effectively, incorporating a range of vocabulary and justifications. Example 1. Well, I wouldn't want to spend a fortune on fresh flowers, but I do appreciate their beauty and fragrance. I think a reasonable price would be around $20 to $30 for a nice bouquet. That seems like a fair price to pay for something that can brighten up my home. Example 2. To be honest, I'm quite price sensitive when it comes to fresh flowers. They're lovely, but they don't last very long. I'd probably only consider buying them if they were heavily discounted, maybe under $10 for a small bunch. Example 3. I think the price I'd be willing to pay depends on the occasion. For a special event like a birthday or anniversary, I wouldn't mind spending a bit more, maybe $50 or so for a really stunning arrangement. But for everyday enjoyment, I'd probably stick to a more modest budget of around $15. Strategies for success. Be honest. There's no right or wrong answer. Express your genuine opinion. Provide context. Explain your reasoning by considering factors like occasion, flower type, or your personal budget. Use comparative language. Use words like more, less, higher, lower, to compare prices and preferences. Don't be afraid to be specific. Mentioning actual price ranges adds authenticity and detail to your response. Beyond fresh flowers, applying the principles. The strategies outlined above are transferable to a wide range of IELTS speaking questions that explore your preferences. Whether it's the price of a cup of coffee, the ideal length of a movie, or your preferred mode of transportation, remember to clarify your preferences, justify your choices, utilize varied vocabulary. Provide specific examples when possible. By mastering these techniques, you'll be well-equipped to tackle any preference-based question that comes your way in the IELTS speaking test. Remember, confidence and clear communication are key. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.